We've gotten to know these Cincinnati guys throughout the years. They're very excited about their Bengals. taking on Tennessee, getting a defensive touchdown is always good.
You're thinking about retiring. You have that surgery. Your sternum starts to feel better, so you come back and play. There's only so many snaps in every Warrior, no matter how big the Warrior is.
Second and 8 from the 24. Single setback is Brown. And McNair drops to throw across the middle of the field. And picked up by Thurman on the
come
10.
Come on, Odell.
25-20. Right sideline 10. Inside the 5. Odell Thurman's in for a touchdown.
There's the takeaway, and it's a takeaway touchdown. The unconventional score.
Odell.
Pick it.
I love Odell Thurman. He's a player.
All right, I got two defeats for you here before the final two. Pittsburgh, the Steelers, and Jacksonville went to overtime, and
Tommy Maddox was so bad in this game, dude. I know we like him. He's a local guy.
Yeah, he's a great dude. You see that handoff miscue?
But let's just keep him in the baseball hat, if you don't mind.
Well, they let him throw in overtime, and here's what happened.
Kind of an interesting nickel look. Three down linemen, three linebackers with five defensive backs.
This is the kind of look that they gave Peyton Manning when they played Indianapolis. Now Maddox is going to go back there in an empty set, take the snap against a four-man rush. He throws the pass, and he's intercepted going the other way. And it is gone. That is Rashawn Mathis, and he scores, and the game is over. Jacksonville wins it in overtime. He tried the quick out to Quincy Morgan from the empty set, and the ball ended up going the other way for the touchdown.
Oh, boy, you hate that. I mean, as soon as that ball was off, you knew it was a bad throw. Yeah, he was staring Morgan down, and Rasheed Mathis makes a great play on that.
Boy,
he powered down
that
the...
That was a tough thing right there.
Boy, that makes you think that Big Ben is a great quarterback, man.
all right, you think that's defeat. How about the announcers? In fact, we've had them on their show. They were once, I think, Homer Call of the Year, the Minnesota guys. They are
Paul Allen and the other guy.
I think they were very on board with you in the fact that, losing Randy Moss, that's going to be a huge addition just by that subtraction. Well, I think they're rethinking things right now.
Have I ever been so happy to be wrong?
Yeah, you couldn't lose either way, I suppose. Anyway, they are just defeated as they are getting rolled by the Bears of all teams.
For Dante, his league-worst 11th interception this year. Second and 7, handoff to Jones. Big room, 20, 15, 10, right side, touchdown. Wow! Touchdown number 5 this year for Thomas Jones. That one from 24 yards out. And the route is on. Chicago 20, Vikings 3.
And last week, I watched the Cleveland Browns absolutely destroy which what I thought was the worst team in the league in the Chicago Bears. I am now wrong. The worst team resides in Minnesota.
Wow!
Those are the Vikings announcers, right?
Right. Yeah, damn. They are turning on their own team.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Boy, listening to this game, it's just Culpepper sucks.
It's wonderful.
They are very, very bitter. All right, but not bitter. The Notre Dame guys throughout the game, at least. Notre Dame taking on USC.
Oh, the Irish.
Notre Dame.
Weren't really committed to that voice, were you?
Not really.
What are you eating?
My diabetic breakfast bar.
Yep.
As you unwrap it on the air.
As he makes himself laugh with his line that he's already delivered 20 times.
Thank you.
Diabetes.
All right, anyway, big punt return touchdown for Notre Dame. I wonder if their announcers got excited at all.
Fourth and 10 for the 19. Out comes Tom Malone to punt for the third time this half.
Well, Notre Dame defense is jammed right there. What you saw is a lot of players making a lot of plays. People like Brandon Hoyt, not just the captain Brandon Hoyt, but people like Mike Richardson, people like Victor Abbey-Amiri.
Notre Dame brings the pressure and almost gets Tom Malone. Malone tries to sell a roughing the punter. He's not going to get a call. Zimikowski takes it. Dances around, picks up a block. He's inside the 40. He's inside the 30. He's inside the 20. He's still going. 10, 5. Touchdown, Irish. Tom Zimikowski on the punt return. 57 yards. And Notre Dame leads 20-14.
Is Craig Swan doing play-by-play now?
That's a good one.
Good Lord.
That guy's happy.
All right.
Now, will he stay that happy?
Well, here's the thing. Here's our final entry. It's an incorrect call. Okay?
Okay.
This call is entitled Notre Dame Wins.
Now, that's weird, though, because I saw the game and they didn't win.
Well, try telling that to the Notre Dame announcers on the second-to-last play of that game, I guess it would have been.
We'll be first and goal from the 2-yard line. Clock runs, 20 seconds. Leinart has 5 wideouts. Is Notre Dame ready to cover this? Here he comes, Leinart. Here he comes. He's running. He's running. No, what's happened? What is the ruling? They say Leinart went out of bounds with 5 seconds to play. 4 seconds. The clock's still going. The clock is still running. The clock is still running. The clock is still running. It's over. Notre Dame has won. Notre Dame has won 31-28.
Notre Dame has won the football game.
Notre Dame Stadium.
The officials are consulting.
The officials are trying to figure out what
the heck
just happened.
That's not going to stop the fans from going
Notre
on the field.
Notre Dame students have charged the field.
Yeah, we'll stay off the field.
The PA announcer was like, "Will Sturgis please clear the field?" And that guy's like, "Yeah."
Well, it's really funny.
Whatever,
it's,
man. We'll stay off the field.
We'll take those goalposts, man.
It's really funny, though. It's like, you know, when a defensive back knows he trapped it, but he gets up and starts running. The Notre Dame fans know that they didn't win, but they thought, you know, maybe if we
like
all...
Like those guys just said, he ran out of bounds.
Maybe if we all run out on the field, the game will be over. Kind of like, you know, when the Stars won the Stanley Cup. Oh, they're really celebrating, so let's not review this.
And it couldn't be a clock malfunction or something. The clock is still running. We win!
It could be a guy in a Joe Montana jersey running the clock at Notre Dame.